Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Yep, we got a great show. Thanks for joining us on Herb Talk and the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about cellular toxins and how to avoid them because they create disease. So we're going to sidestep disease and I'm going to show you how it works. Also, we're going to talk about how to have really clean blood. Blood so clean, even the Red Cross would bow down to you. And also, we're going to talk about plant power. Yep. It's all about empowerment. That's what we're going to do. And we have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer every day. And I tell you, this presidential race has me hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. I'm praying for righteous leadership. Please, we need men of valor. With, you know, spines like steel columns, for sure. Where are they? We got to pray them in. You know, we do. We have to pray men in that have, you know, integrity and, you know, have boldness and courage. And you know where you get all that from? Well, you get it from God. So you got to pray that in too. So I've been praying. I've been praying for protection and health and all the good stuff for all over America and for, you know, this land to get back on track, to get, you know, leadership from the White House down to the county clerk, righteous people. And you know where that starts, don't you? In the church. Church is not doing its job. That's why we have this falling away. So we're going to have to pray for God's help. We need his helping hand. So if we mind the time, seek the Lord's face and pray it up, stay close, be vigilant. He could reach out to us and hear, heed our calling. So mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, what do we have here? We have healthcare workers fighting back. You know, there's power in numbers, right? I think people are just waking up and they've just had enough and they're taking the power back. They are just, you know, tell it like it is. They're not, you know, enough of this, you know, politically correct. They're just speaking truth. You know, politically correctness hides and masks and prevents a lot of truth, if you think about it. So let's tell it like it is out there. So healthcare workers, that's what they're doing. They're standing together and they're saying, oh, no, you can't inject me with that experimental flu vaccine if I want to keep my job here at the hospital. That's what's going on. Hospital employees that are forced to receive annual flu shots as part of their hospital policy as a mandate. Basically, it's a mandate for funding requirements for medical reimbursements for through the Affordable Care Act. That's why hospitals are doing it for Medicare and Medicaid. But, you know, the medical facilities, you know, that they're supposed to have this, quote, high compliance according to Obamacare, and that means getting all their employees, you know, vaccinated. So some nurses are fighting back, though. They got their courage up. They're rolling up their sleeves, and they're saying no. This is a group of nurses in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'll get it out. They've organized. They organized themselves in 2012, and they are devoted to fighting the mandatory vaccination policies in their workplaces. And it's called Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines. So they support choice when it comes to vaccinations. If you want to get one, fine. If you don't, don't. So according to their mission statement, it says, we believe that all persons should have the right to choose and refuse medical treatment. That means nurses and healthcare workers alike. We are here to stand up and fight back against this policy and procedure and to fight back against the vaccine companies who clearly lobbied for this law only to pad their own pockets. Well, there you are, telling it like it is. That's what we like. I want to hear that all over this land. Let's just do it. Another battle that's being fought is in Boston, Massachusetts. The Nurses Association there sued Brigham's Women's Hospital in an attempt to block a policy to require nurses to get the flu shots as a condition for employment. So the lawsuit is not isolated. A lot of similar actions in other states, like in New Jersey, nurses there filed a lawsuit after being terminated for refusing a flu shot. This was at Hackstown Community Hospital because the employees were told they could refuse the flu vaccines upon proving a medical or religious reason and then agreeing to wear a mask. And apparently some of these nurses got fired anyway just for not getting the vaccine. All right, you go, girl. Guys, too. There's male nurses. So you guys go and you do what you got to do and, you know. Because artificial infection, that's what a vaccine is. And it's just, there's no science supporting it. You've all been lied to. All right, a lot of stuff on that. It's another topic. Let's move along in the quack report. Last but not least, oh goodness, here's a company asking the EPA to raise the insecticide limits. But, you know, the insecticides have been proven to be part of the problem for the bees dying off, you know, the bees that pollinate all our food. So about 95% of the corn, 70% of the soy that's grown in the U.S. and in Canada is filled with two different types of pesticides, insecticides, and these chemicals are called neoniconitides, I think that's how you pronounce it. And what it does is it's deadly on a cellular level to the insects, okay? So it gets into the plant, and the bees pollinate it. They get it, and it causes, they think, this colony collapse. So scientists say, hey, you know, no problem. What we've got this whole thing figured out. We can have our insecticides by the mountain full and have our bees pollinate, because we're going to create bee droids. Yeah, they have created, there's this company called Syngenta, and they're backing the RoboBee, because Syngenta makes the insecticides. And so now Harvard University is creating RoboBee, flying, flapping its wings 120 times per second. Engineering professor Robert Wood introduced this RoboBee a year ago, and he envisions an entire, you know, team of pollinating swarms of bees to fill the fields from coast to coast, from sea to shining sea. They wouldn't be able to produce any bee honey, but they would be able to pollinate, you know, lay down the pollen, you know, help the foliage blossom and do what it does, right? Did you see the insanity here? Because what's really happening, there's this movement out of greed from companies. No time in history has corporations moved so boldly to destroy the natural world for profit and forcing people to be dependent on technology fixes like RoboBee. Give me a break. We got to pray it up, guys. We just got to pray it up. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. RoboBee. I don't know. I love honey. I'm learning a lot about honey. I got friends that have beehives, not in, near me in other states, but... you know, because I learned, for instance, if you get honey and one's lighter than the other, one honey's darker, richer looking, you know, it just looks more amberish, if you will. The lighter honey is from bees that pollinated more clover, whereas the darker honey is from bees that pollinated more trees. And I want to tell you, the bees that pollinated the trees, that honey is yummy. It just tastes better. It's just heartier, if you know what I'm saying. Just richer in taste. It's just, So I'm learning more about honey. So, yeah, I converted to honey a while back. I got rid of the sugar, you know. Sugar not good for your cells. And we're going to get to the cell topic here, because we're going to talk about what I'm going to be talking about is cellular death and how to avoid it, because it's really the crux of the problem for disease. So actually toxins, when we get a lot of toxins, it creates what is called necrosis. Necrosis is a word that's taken from the Greek word meaning death. So toxins create death on a cellular level. And some people like to refer to this as the cell death more as cell injury. However, that description does not support the destruction which is really happening. So we must understand the toxins present the opportunity for cells to die prematurely and without replacement cells. So the human body is complex. According to science, it has more than 200 replacement, different cell types, I should say, and tissues, over 200. So this means the body has thousands of biochemicals to support functions. So while some cells and tissues have the capacity to repair, like epithelial cells, Others are limited, or they have no capacity to regenerate, for example, the nervous system cells. So the body has an uncanny ability to compensate in order to survive. So we're going to take a look at what to expect when we are overloaded with toxins and how to reverse or prevent cell death from happening. Let's talk about the biofundamentals first up, because a major cause of cell damage and cell death or necrosis is, there's the list of them, here we go. One is infection, whether it's natural or artificial, such as in a vaccination. Toxicity, which can come in many forms. Oxygen deficiency, radiation and heat, lack of circulation or a blockage, immune system failure or suppression, and lastly, trauma and death. So when cells become damaged and begin to die, they swell. So the cell turns into toxic debris and invades surrounding tissues. And this is what is referred to as a breakdown of intracellular environment. Now, acids are also released during this process, and it's called arachidonic or FFA fatty acids or enzyme substrates, also known as cyclooxygenase, which, you know, neighboring tissues see as toxic. So this instigates an inflammatory process. An example of such inflammation would be rheumatoid arthritis. And the immune system also sends cells to migrate to the area to protect against any microorganisms. And in some instances, this can create more inflammation and could lead to irreversible tissue damage. And this is why, in many cases, doctors would prescribe steroids or other anti-inflammatory drugs. Well, let's look at programmed cell death. You've heard about that. There's a natural cell death pre-programmed into our cell DNA, and it's really a defense mechanism called apoptosis, or apoptosis, however you want to pronounce that. So cells have a job to do, and when it is completed, those cells die off, and they're replaced with healthy new cells. And this is a normal process, and it does not give rise to an inflammation response or toxicity. So in the cases such as cancer, if a cell becomes corrupted, the cell attempts to initiate what is called a cell death or a self-protecting mechanism or apoptosis. So the cell will die to avoid the disease from spreading. So if there is a defect now in the cell preventing it from killing itself and killing the cancer at the same time, well, then the cancer is allowed to grow. So you might want to ask me, what can cause the defect in the cell? Well, there are several things that can cause this cell malfunction, such as viruses, cellular stress, and DNA damage or mutation. And there are many things that can cause this defective damage, such as chemical toxins, radiation, toxic drugs, vaccinations, etc. So when the cell becomes damaged, it inactivates the cell's ability to die off and allows the disease like cancer to replicate within the cell's mutated DNA. Well, let's look more closely at the cellular toxicity, because we all need to acknowledge and be aware that everyday life exposes us to a buildup of toxins. So the human body has functions to detoxify itself. However, there are situations that can produce overwhelming toxicity, you know, to the system, and then unnatural cell death can result. So unnatural cell death, we want to avoid that, because unnatural cell death itself produces more toxins, and it can cause inflammation of the surrounding tissues. And when inflammation is significant, it can block the body's ability to locate the dead tissue that needs to be removed as a waste product known as phagocytosis. So it is a situation that often ushers in, you know, the need for surgical procedures at this point to cut away dead tissue, and it's called debridement in other circumstances. So too much dead localized tissue also runs the risk of causing gangrene. So we don't want that. Let's look at some of the toxin causes for cells to change. Okay. So when we become toxic, we run the risk of the nuclei being changed and damaged within the cell, which breaks down the DNA. So there are two types of cell death. There's apoptosis, which is that programmed cell death that we talked about. Apoptosis. And then there's the necrosis part, where the cell just dies and becomes acidic and really gross. So when this happens, science reports there's three different ways the cell can die, which alters blood plasma. One is the carolosis, which is the nucleus of the cell, fades and pulls away from the DNA, and there's loss and degradation of the cell. It just fades away. There's also pyknosis, which where the nucleus shrinks and condenses, or there's karyorrhosis, where there's shrinking of the nucleus and it fragments and disperses. So there's several ways for cell death, obviously. So how to reverse this cell damage? Well, if our cells become injured by toxins, it doesn't mean there's no hope. However, there is a point of no return in some instances, so you don't want to put off trying to detoxify the body to improve your cell regeneration. So cell damage in many instances can be reversed. However, one thing has to occur for this repair to happen. We have to remove the source of the cellular stress, the toxins, as much as possible that is causing all the damage. So the source could be maybe your diet, could be smoking, stress, alcohol, or drugs, whether it be street or prescription drugs. Now, in some cases, cell damage can remain as a permanent injury to the cells, and they function then on a diminished capacity. An example would be like kidney failure or congestive heart failure. Now, the two major damaging factors which negatively affect your cells are swelling and a fatty change to the cell. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to look at swelling. With regards to the swelling response from your cell, it is usually due to a lack of oxygen in the arterial blood, causing what is called cellular hypoxia. So a lack of oxygen to the cells will damage the cell membrane and the pump, and this changes the electrolyte balance inside the cell, and then it causes this flux of fluids producing all the swelling. This condition of cell swelling is reversible by eliminating the cause. An example would be gout, okay? Let's look at the fatty changes. The second thing that can damage our cells is fatty changes, and this is a more serious cell injury. So when this occurs, the cell is damaged and cannot metabolize fat. The fat accumulates and is dispersed inside the cell's cytoplasm. So what happens is the fat invades the nucleus or the space inside the cell where the mitochondria is, and it hinders the cell's metabolism or function. An example is a fatty liver, slowing down the liver's processes and hindering the regeneration of liver cells. So if, for instance, if we had zero toxins, the system is designed to replace all the liver cells within 30 days, right? So it would be like having a new liver every month. That's how fast that organ is supposed to regenerate when we don't have things hanging it up. Well, let's look at internal medicine, because most of internal medicine diseases are preventable, which are instigated by too much toxicity in the body. So therefore, if you cleansed your system fairly regularly to remove the toxins, you exercised and you ate organic foods, you actually reduce your risk of serious disease significantly. So when you cleanse using organic medicinal herbs, you actually remove the cellular stress on your cells. And you remove the likelihood the cells will swell or become fatty. You remove the likelihood that they'll die or mutate and invite disease like cancer. So simply put, that you have the power to sidestep major illnesses with God's herbs. Yeah, with his good foods and herbs. Absolutely. You have that power right now. I know. It's good news. So let's talk about this concept. Let's just wrap this up and put a bow on it. Because the concept of cleansing away toxicity and refortifying the body with organic nutrition, very basic, easy, and inexpensive. So our cells give off energy, and it's important that the foods that you eat and the medicines you take also give off healthy energy. So when you look at foods and herbs through a spectrometer or any light spectra of energy that is detectable by equipment, you'll see this aurora of burst of light coming off these herbs. So studies have shown a spectrometer or other sensitive equipment can reveal the obvious difference between a conventionally grown food and an organically grown food. The organic foods and the organic herbs have more light and energy readings. So that translates to more regeneration and healing power to your cells to avoid cell death and prevent or reverse disease. So if you would like to learn more about your power to control your health destiny, call Apothecary Herbs and ask about their certified organic organ cleanses, their body foundation plant food mix, their anti-inflammatory herbs, and their immune-boosting herbs. You can call now to order or to request a free product catalog. That number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Yes, yes, the power's in your hands. It's not that hard. And of course, you can get there typing in herbtalklive.com, herbtalklive.net. And if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. You really do. Hey, if you haven't signed up for their free online newsletters, do so. Great empowering information comes to you each and every week through your email. It's opt-in, opt-out, anytime you want, and absolutely free. The American Survival newsletter goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest newsletter goes out on Friday. So if you haven't signed up for the Health Quest, you can sign up and get your first issue tomorrow. And, of course, you do qualify for special discounts, absolutely, for the herbal products on the powerherbs.com website when you do that. They don't spam you. No, they don't. But they do let you know when some really great special deals are coming up, and you can save big time. They do have some standard herb coupons on their website as well, so you can take advantage of those. If you don't have a computer, you can always call in and say, hey, do I qualify for a coupon? And we can apply that to your order, and you can save. So what could be better than that? Getting healthy and saving money. I like it. Well, I see by the clock we got to take a break. But more on the other side.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll-free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk. Getting a little retro there, Frank. I like it. Anything bouncy, I like it. Kind of tap your feet to it, you know. You know, it proves you got a pulse, right? I mean, you're moving. All right. We are going to be talking about how to have extremely, extremely healthy blood that even the Red Cross would probably pay for it. You know, it'd be that great. All right. So actually, when you have clean blood, it's another way to prevent disease and protect your cells. So every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Usually, average person needs about 3 pints of blood, trauma, car accident, whatever. So most requested blood is type O negative, which is the universal blood type. About 7% of the U.S. population is type O negative. And the last thing that you want to do is contaminate the blood and wind up with, you know, a hemological type of disease. Really dirty blood and you got a problem. So there are lots of types of blood diseases out there. There's sickle cell, there's bleeding disorders, hemophilia, platelet disorders, anemia, just to name a few. So there are also risks that are associated with blood transfusions, you know, containing, you know, sick blood. Now, sickle cell patients require frequent blood transfusions, and there's like 80,000 sickle cell patients in the United States. Also, cancer patients often need healthier blood when they're enduring all that chemo. So car accident victims often need about 100 pints of blood. And there are more than 5 million patients in the United States who require blood every year. Less than 38% of the U.S. population is eligible to give blood. And at this point, you've heard about the synthetic blood that they're trying to come up with. Oh, well, that's not an option. So what is the shelf life of donated real blood? Well, it's about 42 days. So the platelets alone have to be used within just 5 days. So what is your blood's job? Well, we don't really think of our blood as living tissue, but that's what it is. The blood is made up of liquid and solids. Now, scientifically speaking, the liquid part of the blood is called the plasma, and it consists of water, salt, and protein. More than half of your blood content is plasma. Now, the solid part of the blood contains the red blood cells, the white blood cells, and the platelets. So every part of your blood has a specific job to do. So the red blood cells, they have to deliver all that oxygen, to your lungs and all around the body, to the living tissue and to your major organs. Now, the white blood cells are your immune system defense cells. They fight infections. And the platelets, well, they help the blood to clot, preventing hemorrhaging or a loss of blood, and also helps with blood pressure. So the lifespan of your blood cells is short. Your red cells, they last about 120 days. Your platelets, they have a life of 6 days, and your white cells have a lifespan of 1 day. So these cells are constantly replaced with new cells made in the bone marrow. And how fast are these components of your blood being made by your bone marrow? Well, our bones are constantly manufacturing blood. Some components of our blood are replenished in just a few hours, while others take a few weeks. Well, let's look at some problems that could be indicated. So what are some of the signs that you may have blood that's not real, real healthy? Well, you may be fatigued often and too often. You may have constant overall sick feeling, and you may experience unexplained weight loss or have shortness of breath. And what are the causes? Well, aside from getting sick blood from a transfusion, you can infect the blood with bacteria through injections like drug use, tattoos, or vaccinations. Radiation exposure, chemotherapy, electrolyte metabolic deficiencies, pregnancy, chemical poisoning, cancer, heart disease, kidney malfunction, a bunch of prescription drugs, even heredity and gastrointestinal disease can play a role. And there are approximately 87,000 100 deaths each year from blood conditions. So that's about 23 people per day die from having sick blood. That's 23 too many. Let's look at some of the minerals. We've got to have trace minerals. So if we don't get enough of the trace minerals, because, you know, agriculture is showing that the land hasn't rested, hasn't built up the mineral content, so a lot of our food is deficient. So electrolytes are, though, essential for the blood to hold on to fluids, hold on to protein, and to hold on to oxygen. So trace minerals are so important that at the hospital, if you check in there, what is the first thing they do? Well, they hook you up to an IV saline drip. That's standard order upon admission, saline drip. So without proper minerals in your system, your cardiovascular system is going to be under duress, and your cell walls can collapse or explode. So that's why they know electrolytes are important. So what are some natural sources of nutrients that help, you know, get a perfect balance to help your blood that no laboratory or chemist could duplicate? Well, when God puts his hands onto something, guess what? It's perfect. See? So certified organic herbs will contain more nutrition than any other conventionally grown sources or even synthetic stuff, okay? Let's look at some of the blood foods for a minute. A few healthy hitter foods that you want to use to help build up blood system. Organic sun-dried Celtic salt will have your mineral for electrolytes. Doesn't promote hypertension, but it has 84 microminerals still in it. A lot of people call me all the time about salt, and they'll say, well, I just bought a bunch of this Himalayan stuff. And the Himalayan salts, you'll know by color, it'll be like an orange or a brown or red. And supposedly this is from an ancient salt bed that they've mined it, so they've dug it up out of the ground. You want to be careful because that kind of salt can contain more shale, and shale can clog kidneys, so be very careful with that. So if you look at your ocean salt, I like it better because chemically speaking, it's identical to our fluids in our body as the ocean water is. They've actually analyzed amniotic fluid when a, you know, the fetus is floating around in that fluid inside mom, and it's identical to ocean water. So your ocean salt's going to be the best electrolyte replenishment that you could do. And it's balanced, okay? It has your natural iodine in it and all that good stuff. And it doesn't promote hypertension. That's the good part. It's a good part. Another food that I like to use is beetroot. It has the most perfect iron source in it, beets. You don't want to cook the beets. You want to use them raw, so because you want it to tap into that iron. So a lot of people juice them raw, add them to vegetable juice or tomato juice, and get their iron that way. Iron's going to help the blood hold on to protein and oxygen better during transport to your cells and your major organs. So, for instance, I know of an actual case where a lady has kidney disease, not on dialysis yet, but still, you know, has probably 20, 25% of her kidneys functioning. And her doctors wanted to give her a blood transfusion to see if they couldn't perk up the kidneys a bit because, you know, it would transport more nutrient to the organ. So she didn't want to do that. She worried about, you know, getting HIV or something. And so instead she juiced beets, raw beets, and drank about a quart a day. And then when she went back and had her test done again, the doctor thought she had taken his advice and gotten a blood transfusion, and she said no. And he goes, yes, you did, because you're everything's up, you know, your function's up, everything's looking good. And she said, well, no, I didn't have a blood transfusion. He goes, well, what did you do then? And she said, well, I just drank beet juice. Totally floored the guy. Oh, yeah. So the best way to fast-track iron into your blood is to juice raw beets and drink a gallon. So if you're anemic, if I were anemic, that's what I'd be doing. I'd be drinking some major beet juice. So I throw the greens in there too, you know, just the whole beet, just juice it. You don't want the fiber, you want the juice, the live enzymes in the juice. It supercharges the system, there's nothing to be digested, and it's in the system in 60 seconds, and it's wonderful. When you eat a lot of purple, red, blue fruits, the pigments in those types of fruits and vegetables, also going to be great for the system. Adult seaweed, kelp have lots of iron as well as sunflower seeds. Sunflower seeds, major stuff. Little seed, big, big power. So some other foods that help build up healthy blood are alfalfa, barley grass, and wheatgrass. A lot of people, you know, doing the greens, the green grasses all the time, making their smoothies with it and everything. So the mineral nutrition base in those grasses provide also a detoxifying action to your blood system. So it cleans the blood as it refortifies it. So that's a double benefit. So herbs that are known to assist the blood are going to be herbs like red clover, another detoxifier, yellow dock, burdock root, Oregon grape root, poke root, golden seal, a little bit of cayenne for circulation, and chaparral, but on a limited basis. You're not doing this every day. Okay, that's what I got to emphasize. When you use these blood cleansing type of herbs, you don't use them like a vitamin every day. So you would do your organ cleansing like once every 3 months or twice a year, and to cleanse the blood, just your normal maintenance. Well, now the FDA doesn't recommend long-term use of herbs like chaparral, poke root, yellow dock. They say it can harm your liver, but the problem is you're not using it, but like maybe 3 days, once or twice a year. That's not long-term use. Long-term use, medically speaking, is a year. Okay, so you're just using these herbs like in what I call a short burst, and it's enough to do the job. Okay, you don't have to be on it for weeks and weeks and weeks and months and months and months. So, and don't think a little's great and a lot's better. No, not in this instance. You know, it's sort of like, you know, people that say, you know, a couple of condiments great, all of the condiments is better. No, this. Leave the spice rack alone, you know, follow the recipe, follow instructions, you know, people just get out of hand. So now if you have severe liver disease, you want to use caution using blood cleansing herbs, okay? Always recommended, you know, to move cautiously if you have weak organs, do your homework, okay? For instance, if you had weak kidneys, you want to avoid juniper berries because the oils irritate weak kidneys, although for healthy kidneys, juniper berries is great. You know, oils in the juniper cleanse the fine filters of the kidneys and you're good to go. But, you know, if you've got a weakness, you have to use caution to be smart. So you want to use, you know, you don't want to sidestep the safety protocols, okay? And that's what you want to do. You want to look into that. Do your homework. A lot of times people ask, I said, well, on our website and in our catalog, we do have counter-regulatory information there, you know, on the herbs. We list the ingredients in the products so you know what you're getting. And so, you know, if you have a weakness, you might want to use, for instance, we have juniper-free formulas for people with weak kidneys when it comes to cleansing the kidneys. See? So there you go. So apothecary herbs is going to be the place to go if you want to learn more about organ cleansing, cleaning up the blood system, and doing your homework, because we educate you along the way. So if you're on the website, click on the tab that says Healthy Guidelines, because then you can click the links to learn more about organ cleansing, immune boosting, how to store your herbs, and so forth. So it's a quick synopsis, cut to the chase kind of explanation. It gives you an idea of what you're getting into. And, but you know, once you get to doing it, it's like brushing your teeth. It's, you know, easy. It's really easy. So it's a learning curve at first, but you know, you learn to tie your shoes and brush your teeth as a kid. So you can learn these herbs. You know what I'm saying? You can do this. Not hard. So if you're on the website, you can also download the catalog. There's a PDF version there. You can download if you can't wait to get a hard copy, the powerherbs.com. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about some plant power here. We just talked about some cleansing power, but now we're going to talk about some benefits of the phytonutrients in some of your plants. A lot of nutrition, a lot of antioxidants, a lot of protein, some carbohydrates, some fats, but they're all healthy ones and they're balanced, so it doesn't add to the waistline. You know, because people really don't hear a lot about the phytonutrients in a lot of foods and herbs, unless they are studying nutrition. They sometimes will receive some of that information in healthy newsletters and stuff, like the HealthQuest. But for the most part, phytonutrients really, you know, isn't on everybody's, you know, grocery list. So phytonutrients you find in plants. And these are chemicals in plants that have few or no calories to them. So if you want your body to receive vital amounts of organic plant nutrition, the phytonutrients are the ones that are going to do the job. So the phytonutrition in your plants, essential to support your immune system and to fight off and prevent diseases. So it prevents cellular stress, again, another level of prevention on the cells from being necrotic and dying. Here's some research. More research is being done on the essential role of phytonutrients and what they do to keep us healthy. One discovery said that these chemicals in the plants offer anti-mutagenic and free radical protection. Now, mutagenic is very important so that the DNA in your cell doesn't get mutated and that, you know, gives disease a foothold. So if the cell got corrupted with cancer, it could kill itself to protect you. But if it's mutated, that mechanism's destroyed. And so the cancer just, you know, squats in the cell and spreads, if you will. So your phytonutrients in your plants protect that mutation from happening. This is impressive, really, if you think about it. The phytonutrients empower your immune system function, protect you from mutation, protect you from all kinds of you know, internal medicine disease. And research is telling us that the phytonutrient-rich plants, with all these antioxidants, with all these plant sterols, with these tannins and pectins and cellulose and mucilage acids and enzymes and carbs, non-starch carbs, I should say, and even lecithin, is going to be better than any copay, any Affordable Care Act, any health insurance you ever had. Mm-hmm. Let's look at some benefits real quick. So when you are ingesting green leafy vegetables with the phytonutrients in it from these plants, you get in the antioxidants. It makes it disease. It makes harder for disease like cancer to take root. Okay. So these antioxidants inhibit cell mutations caused by free radicals to develop, prevent cancer. Your cells have receptors, and the free radicals would like to damage those receptors and damage your cell DNA, but when you get enough organic phytonutrients in your diet, that isn't going to happen. So what happens is your antioxidants bind to the cell receptors to block a mutation, block the damage, sort of like a shield of defense. An additional benefit is if you already have free radical damage, let's say, to your cells, you got some DNA being mutated, it's happening right now, these antioxidants can reverse that damage, reverse that cell damage, okay? Stop cell death. So your plants that are rich in antioxidants, the flavonoids, the anthocyanins, the polyfolinic acids, the organic fruits, vegetables, and herbs will have that. Okay, and so let me give you some examples. Carrots, spinach, and oregano are going to have your carotene-rich phytonutrients. Tomatoes, grapefruit, and watermelon have the lycopene phytonutrients. Grapes, berries, and peanuts will have your resveratrol phytonutrients. Broccoli and kale have your anthocyanin phytonutrients. And, of course, herbs, vegetables, and fruit will have your vitamin A, E, and C antioxidants in very large amounts and more potent than any synthetic on the shelf. There you go. Now, the sterols that you find in phytonutrition plants, they help block the absorption of too much cholesterol. They assist your glands so they're not secreting too much. Well, it's, for instance, Let's say you have glands in your ear canal. They won't secrete too much wax, okay? It can help also reduce the risk of breast cancer, your sterols, uterine cancer, ovarian cancer, prostate cancer. This assists your glands to balance hormones, testosterone, and some other things. So pectin, tannins, mucilage, fibers in your plants improve colon transit time to avoid a reabsorption of toxins causing cellular stress and death. You know, and it works at protecting the mucous membranes to reduce that cancer risk. So, you know, green leafy vegetables, more raw green leafy fruits and vegetables, and your berries, and your foods with the pigments, you know, your orange and purple pigments, blue pigments, also going to be great. Some herbs real quickly before our time runs out, that'll have your phytonutrition to the max. Herbs like dandelion root has a huge abundance of antioxidants. It's one of those big anti-cancer fighting herbs, according to Windsor Medical University Hospital in Quebec, Canada, who found out by accident dandelion root kills all known cancer cells, makes the cancer commit suicide, keeps healthy cells live and well. It has a lot of bitter compounds in it. It has got 338% RDA dose of vitamin A in dandelion root. So there you go. And it's great to improve any condition of your eyes, skin, mucous membranes. Of course, your vitamin A is going to be part of that. It helps also boost blood health. So dandelion root is one of those great herbs. And a little bit of a bitter compound to it, but not bad. It's very palatable. Also has rich vitamin D as well in it. As you know, vitamin D helps prevent the cancer risk. It also contains manganese, and it has an antioxidant enzyme. And it's also super infused with vitamin C and E. So you got some great B6 and B3 in there as well. And that's not bad for, you know, your backyard weed that everybody likes to spray with Roundup, right? Dandelion root. It's everywhere. Other herbs that are really great with phytonutrients for fighting disease, disease fighting capabilities. Thyme leaf has a lot of oils in there, antioxidants in there. It wards off infections. You can pair it up with dandelion if you have any issues. It's great. Got a lot of folic acid in there. Ginger root is another one, as well as peppermint leaf. A lot of menthol and peppermint, so you don't want to give it to infants. But it is has that cool sensation because it binds to cold receptors and it gives you that cool feeling. But research says those compounds in peppermint will relax the intestinal walls and any tight muscles, and get rid of spasms, and very beneficial for IBS if you have that kind of thing. So herbs are here for the service of man, God says, and guess what? Well, if you don't believe it by now, I'm sorry. The power of God's herbs cannot be beat. So check it out. Thepowerherbs.com puts the power back in your hands. That's the whole point. 866-229-3666. Three is the phone number. Get a free product catalog, 866-229-3663, or visit online, thepowerherbs.com. I'm out of time. We'll see you next time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well. Oh.